It is a big decision. And a lot of people think, why would I bother when an iconic band gets together to tour and make some money? And there's nothing wrong with that. Quite a lot of the time, they carry on touring and they don't bother to produce great music. And sometimes, or new music, because that's the thing, isn't it? Will it be great? If you revisit this, will you have the spark that made your band fantastic in the first place? Now that is the decision the Black Crowes have had to make, the Robinson Brothers. It's mainly them now, rather than a band. And when they split, they both produced excellent music in different ways. Because Chris went and did, it was a 60s and 70s with the Brotherhood, you know, a 60s and 70s kind of feel. Brilliant stuff. And really, really jammy and psych and really interesting stuff. Just great. And I really liked it. I mean, I thought it was great. And often when you have this, you like music that one of the people, maybe if there's two people spearheading, one person goes off and makes music that you love, and one person you think, ah. But that's not the case with this band, because the other side of the equation, Rich Robinson, and I have spoken, it was wonderful to get the chance to speak to him and to interview him. And I interviewed him in his trailer, his tour bus before he was on stage. And we talked about all sorts of things. And he was so sweet. He was sweet enough that when his tour manager or whoever that was, or his manager came to say, that's half an hour, he said, no, we've got longer. Lovely of him. In that very concert, and I loved it, and I loved the concert, and I loved the way that he glared at someone who asked for a Black Crowes song and said, I don't have to do that. I don't have, you know, the implication, I have nothing to prove, and I don't have to do what you'd like me to do in that way. I can do what I want to do. And he has, with his own music and with the Magpie Salute. And so coming back together, it's always a worry. And I don't know whether this album, Happiness Bastards, great title, is the Black Crowes in their pomp. I've read reviews that said great, that they are rocking again. And they are. Because before the frost, after the freeze, is that what it was called? Was it the other way around? Is it after the freeze, before the frost? I think it's before, yeah. Before the frost, until the freeze. That's what it is, isn't it? That was 25 years ago. Blimey. Oh my word. Was it really that long ago? Anyway, it's always a don't look down moment. And should you do this? Because the brickbats are going to be there. And I'm sure there will be, but not from me. Because this album resembles By Your Side, which is an album that came after Three Snakes and One Charm. Excuse me. There was more of a jammy album. You know, not jammy. Oh, yeah, Jammy Devil, not that. More of an album of jamming style. And it was, By Your Side is recognised, I think, by fans. And I think, if I remember rightly, by members of the band as not being their best album, as being the album that they thought, nah. It was shorter songs, it was sassier songs, and I really liked it. And this album reminds me of that. So that's not a bad thing for me, but with something else as well. Now, starts with Bedside Manners. Bedside Manners, and was it something like that? Something with grammar. I really like it. Love it. It hammers in with a slide guitar and a piano, a piano rather than a piano, with a sassy vocal, a funky organ. It's a sweet sashaya to start. Starting with a sweet sashaya. And Rats and Clowns that follows it. Rats and Clowns. Pushier, lovely groove. But then Cross Your Fingers has a bit of psych in it, which Chris Robinson has in his solo music, and it fits so well here. It opens things out. It gives them a bit more of a palette, or a bit more to their palette. It's got a big bass. It's just great. It's got a 70s funk middle in the middle. A funk middle in the middle. Yeah, tautology, Steve. Funk middle with a reverberating guitar, though. And there's a sashaying backing with Chris huffing, not puffing, huffing, and the solo just flowing through. There's a clapping section, a bit more psych. Lovely. And I love Dirty Cold Sun. It's loud and funky rock with an organ blaring. The guitar is so simple. And then there's a lovely beaten clavinet with a guitar and organ and female backing. That's the only song, I think, on this album that's got female backing on it. And it is funky as F. Flesh Wound, though, is like a rocky indie track. It stands out. Not like a sore thumb, but it stands out well. You got a barreling sexy Following the Moon, and then Kindred Friend, which finishes the album with a sweet, quiet feel with it, with a lovely, not a wailing gob iron, but a really nice, almost caressing gob iron accoutrement. It's a great album. Produced with a bit of grit under the fingernails and dirt under the fingernails. You can feel their loving playing with each other. There's a funk and a sashaying and a strutting. And anybody, surely, who loves Black Crowes and who loves funky rock will be a happiness bastard listening to this. I'm sure I'm not the first to say that. And I know, listening to this album, I won't be the last. Ta-ta.